Sir Giles and Dragon 1950s. Suspended side by side in this showcase are two puppets on nylon strings, a knight called Sir Giles on the right and a dragon on the left, and each will be described separately. Sir Giles is a wood-carved marionette of a man at just over 45 centimetres tall. He's wearing silver armour, with the visor of his helmet pushed up to reveal a long, ruddy-cheeked face with a prominent nose, a bushy white moustache, and white eyebrows over droopy eyes with pale blue lids. Along with his armour, he's wearing ballooning red and yellow short pantaloons and a purple cape with silver tassels. He has very spindly jointed limbs and gives a tall, lanky impression. In one hand he is holding a sword, while in the other he holds a white shield with a black and white checkered edge, and across its centre is a diagonal green band with a yellow scroll symbol on it. The dragon beside Sir Giles is 65 centimetres tall, a good deal taller than the knight in armour. It's a marionette made largely of green felt, with a yellow felt underbelly, and a wooden head as well as wooden arms and legs, all painted green. Its feet have long wooden claws painted red, and its open red mouth has wooden teeth painted white. But this is no snarling dragon. It's giving us more of a grin, and one of its big white wooden eyes is winking. Its floppy felt ears are drooping slightly like a puppy dog's ears, and the pale green, white and black freckles all over its body give it a bright and friendly appearance. The puppet has nylon strings attached all over its body and its upturned tail, and there are even wire controllers threaded through one eye socket and attached to the dragon's floppy ears in order to move them too. Object label. Dragons and knights appear regularly throughout Norman's creative career. As he began to explore the craft of puppetry in the early 1950s, he transformed the Reluctant Dragon stage production into a puppet show. These puppet versions of Dragon and Sir Giles are among Norman's earliest marionette puppets. Sir Giles is a traditional and relatively simple wood-carved puppet. It was strung in such a way to make it easier to operate two puppets at a time. Norman's signature cartoon style, seen in later puppets, is yet to emerge.